Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Going on around you, in spite of the ugliness of people and of this world, we still have to believe that there is a God. And our God is an awesome God. He's a timely God. He's a God that never slumbers nor sleeps. Amen. We greet you again in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. I tell you, I was on this line on yesterday, and I'm just thanking God for Thanksgiving on yesterday, and I pray that all of you all had a glorious and blessed Thanksgiving, and I hope you were able to have some peace at your dinner table and have some peace in your family. Not just, we come together and put on a face for Thanksgiving, but we have to demonstrate love. We have to let love exude from our being each and every day. So I was on the line on yesterday for about 15 or 20 minutes, and I feel a little condemned when I'm slack or when I'm not diligent in what God has given me to do. God doesn't take any time off. He don't take vacation. He don't take naps. He don't take no sick time, no vacation time, none of that. He's a God that never sleeps. And he has the whole wide world in his hand. And as I began to think on that on yesterday, I knew people were at their dinner tables and traveling from house to house, visiting with family. And that's all good and dandy. I did the same thing. But I have an assignment, people. I have an assignment, and I take this assignment very seriously. And when I thought about that, I said, no, Lord, I'm going to get on this line. And I read Psalm 23 and Psalm 24 on yesterday and just gave God some thanks. So it doesn't matter to me if one on the line or 50 on the line. My purpose and my objective is to come on this line to encourage and inspire and empower others to pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus. Because, you see, Block Talk is open 24/7. So somebody can go back into these archives at 1 or 2 or 3 in the morning when they need a word, they need to hear something from the Lord, they need to hear something positive. They can always go back into these messages. So I take this assignment very seriously, and I'm not angry or upset with anybody. You do what you have to do for you, and I'm going to do what I have to do for me. I know what God, the directives that God has given me. So I was on this line. I'm not taking no time off. I have to come on this line because God opened up this door of opportunity for me to do just that. So who am I to manufacture an excuse? Minister Cliff, I can't manufacture an excuse. I have to give God some praise each and every day because if it wasn't for his goodness, I wouldn't even have a mouth to open to praise him. I wouldn't even have hands to lift up. I wouldn't even have legs to walk, eyes to see, nose to smell, ears to hear. Hallelujah. These are so many. But see, we take so many things for granted. Hallelujah. We were celebrating giving thanks to the Lord on yesterday. But I thank him each and every day I live. Every day I live to see a new day, I'm saying thank you. I may not say it out loudly, but in my heart I'm saying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I appreciate you. Because God is a good God. He's a good God. And since we serve such a good God, it behooves us to be like Jesus. It behooves us to pattern ourselves after the Lord Christ Jesus. Amen. So I'm just blessed today. I see Minister Cliff on the line. And praise the Lord, Minister Cliff. So glad to see you back with us on today. And we enjoyed you earlier part of the week. And we're just so glad today is Friday. You know, some folks say, thank God it's Friday. They're thanking God it's Friday because it's the end of the work week, and some of them go on a happy hour, and some of them going to do some other things. But I thank God every day that gives me an opportunity to rise and shine. And when he does that, I don't take it for granted. And I'm speaking about me today. And even before we open up, I just like to say happy birthday to my mother, Barbara Bernard. My mother is celebrating her 76th birthday on today. And I thank God for my mother. She's a mother of that have raised 9 children. And I tell you, she lives in the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, my hometown. So I salute my mother today for being a mother that cared, of being a mother that provided, being a mother that taught us. I salute her on today for all of the things that she has done in my life. I tell you, I don't take her for granted at all. And before I open up with a word of prayer, just in honor of my mother, I would like to just read this little dedication that I did for my mother, and I just appreciate her so. You know, I'm 58 years old, and I'm still calling on mother. You know, you always, parents are always there for you. I don't care how old you get, I'm still her daughter. I don't care how old I get, I'm still her child. I'm not a child anymore, but I will always be her child. I will always be her daughter. So I never get to a place where I think I'm above my mother. And I like to tell people even today, if you have a mother that's in the land of the living, cherish your mother. I just got a text from one of my girlfriend's brothers, and he's a pastor in Lansing. He's going to be on our radio broadcast shortly. And he calls me Big Sis. You don't need an invitation to just stop by. You know, God is about family, people. We have to love our family. That's all we got. When he put Adam and Eve in the garden, hallelujah, he told them to multiply. He told them that's what his design was. It was about families. It was about families. So, you know, don't, if you're estranged from your family, make that connection. God will reward you. It don't take anything to say forgive me. Even if you're not wrong, say forgive me. You know, take down. Sometimes we got to bite the bullet, and we have to take down that others may live. Amen. So I'd like to salute my mother on today, and we still, our destiny focus this week is giving thanks. So I'm giving thanks to my mother, and it's a happy 76th birthday, mother. Memories of yesterday, Mrs. Barbara May Bernard. And it says, I learned about love from you, watching your caring ways. I learned about joy from you and the fun-filled yesterday. From you I learned forgiving of faults, both big and small. I learned what I know about living from you as you give life your all. The example you set is always with me. I would never want any other. I am thankful for all that you taught me, and I am blessed to call you mother. With much love, November 23rd, 2012. That's for my mother, and I love her dearly. You know, I've seen my mother struggle, and, you know, even when the catastrophe happened with Katrina, my mother, she's Southern, wow, you know, she is a true Southern girl, and it's a cliff. And I tell you, I was in New Orleans during the time of Hurricane Katrina, went down to get my granddaughter. And anyway, make a long story short, my mother, we say, Mom, you got to get out. It's a mandatory evacuation. She would not move. So I had a rental car, and me and my two brothers and my nephew, we were able to escape to Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. And so, Terry, Mississippi. And my mother rolled the storm out. She said, I'm going to ride it out. I said, okay, you're going to ride it out. You might not. You're going to be riding in a hearse. Talking about riding it out. And she did just that, Evangelist Skinnerman. She rolled the storm out. But that next morning, which was that Monday, I believe, the waters began to seep into the city because of the levees broken. And thank God that one of my younger brothers and his wife, they lived next door to, well, they wasn't living next door to my mother then. Now they are. But they were there at the house with my mother. So they rolled the storm out. And thank God, you know, my brother had a car and they were able to leave. But it took them like almost, I think like maybe almost a day to make it to even Baton Rouge, which Baton Rouge is only like 60 minutes away from New Orleans. So she got out, and it took about 3 years before they were completely done with her home, renovating the home and everything, and she was able to move back in her home. I think she's been back there maybe about 3 years now. So I thank God for my mother. You know, we have, this is not taking anything away from anybody else, but God has just put such an endurance, such a vitality in African American women, I'll say, and the men also, but I'm talking about the women today, because we have to give thanks to our mothers. We have to give thanks to those that have made the sacrifice and have caused us to be and live the life that we're living. Amen. So we thank God for that. I'm sorry, I had said Evangelist Kinnaman. That's Sister Dorothy on the line. God bless you, Sister Dorothy. Amen. But I'm going to go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. I know this is Black Friday, and many of you all are out shopping and what have you. I won't be one of those out there with you, but we're just going to open up with a word of prayer. And we're talking about giving God some thanks. You're carrying over from last week when we were testifying, saying love lifted us. Now this week we're talking about giving God thanks. Amen. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again. Oh, gracious Father, we come to give you praise. We come to give you thanks. We thank you for you being the God of all. We thank you because you are a God that never forgets. We thank you that you are a God of mercy. You are a God of peace. You are a God of kindness. You are a God of patience. Lord God, and we lift you up today for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that we are expecting you to do. Lord God, I ask you to bless my mother today on her 76th birthday, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Let your blood cover in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we asking you to continue to meet all of her needs. Lord God, and I'm asking you to bless all of our listeners on today, those that are yet in the land of the living. Continue to bless them, God. And God, I'm asking you to look down on the bereaved family of the Claiborne, my grandson's friend that lost his mother. Lord God, I'm asking you to continue to strengthen those children, continue to strengthen our sons and our daughter, Lord God. Look down upon them, God, and hug them. Comfort their hearts, Lord God, and let them know that you are able to dry every tear. You are still the God that's able to meet every need in their lives. And those that have lost loved ones through the weekend, even before this week, Lord God, we're asking you to comfort them. Remember our president in the first family, Lord God. Remember our families today. Remember Sister Screen, Lord God. Remember Minister Cliff that's on the line with us on today. Continue to bless his wife and his family, Lord God. And all of the ministers and the pastors and the prophets and the bishops that have graced and the evangelists that have graced this line this year. Lord God, we are thanking you for them, God, and we're asking you to continue to keep them with the vision. For you say, where there's no vision, the people perish, Lord God. And Lord, even this conference that's coming up in about 2 more weeks, the True Fellowship Conference, December 7th and 8th, Lord God, I'm asking you to bless every Speaker, Dr. Winston Singleton, Prophet Michelle Harrison, Dr. Kenneth Burford, Pastor Ashton Adams, Evangelist Doris Campbell, Sister Dorothy Screen. Lord God, we asking you to bless all of those that's on program, the luncheon, Lord God. Let it be a success, Lord God. The business meeting and all of the seminars and the different topics that they're going to be discussing on that weekend, Lord God. We thanking you for them, Lord. Bring them safely over the airwaves and the byways, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Now I see Sister Evangelist Kinnaman on the line also. She was said to stand in my stead on Wednesday. They buried my grandson's friend's mom, Miss Tamira Claiborne, and I had to go to Vallejo, and Evangelist Kinnaman was able to step in for me. She was not able to see anybody on the switchboard, but she was able to see she was able to expound and preach the word. So we thank God for Evangelist Kinnaman standing in our stead. Amen. So again, we're talking about giving thanks. Amen. So I'm going to open up the line right now, and we haven't heard from Sister Screen, and if she's able to talk, I just want her.
Political email. They would like to know, would Justice Scott of the County on a reliable report that he has $500,000 in gambling debt? They mentioned the Finnish ambassador's house.
I didn't even know about
okay.
that.
Okay.
Who is she? She.
Okay.
Who seems to have found a good kid in the field that have looted up.
Okay, she's talking to someone else. So anyway, we're talking about giving thanks. And as I begin to look at a particular passage on today, we have Evangelist Kinnaman on, the screen is on, and Minister Cliff was on. He dropped off. But we're going to turn to Colossians today. And thank you, Jesus. And we're going to talk a little bit about giving thanks. And I want to go to Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to begin at verse 12, and we're going to read down to verse 17. It says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all things, and above all these things, put on charity. What is charity? Charity is love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. That's giving thanks, people. I'm going to read that over. It said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And this last verse said, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So whatever we do, in word or deed, we're doing it in the name of the Lord. Colossians, Paul is telling us to do it in the name of the Lord. Do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And as we do that, we give thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. So guess what? When I thank God for you, God is pleased in that. See, God don't want us to be selfish. He said, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved. We have to have bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. You say we have to do all that? Yes, we have to learn how to forbear one another. All of our personalities are not alike, Evangelist Kinnaman. My mother and I have different personalities. We clashed when I was younger. And even as I'm older, I'm 58 years old, my mother's 76. Amen. She got, what, 18 years on me. So she had me at a young age. So we still have our little clashes. But I still love her, and I still respect her, and I still honor her. So we're talking about giving thanks. How can we give thanks to God when we don't even honor and respect and love and appreciate one another? We have to love one another. The Bible says forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, put on love. How can I just say, oh, I thank God for you? And it's no meaning, no substance. I say it with my lips, but then my deeds does not reflect that. So this scripture says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I just can't say I respect you and I honor and I love you, Evangelist Kinnaman. Then I mistreat you. Then I get on the phone and gossip about you. Then I spread lies about you. How am I giving God thanks for you? Amen? So turn again, and I'm being led as God is leading me on today, and I don't know who this is for, but it's for somebody. Because God said my word is not going to go out and return unto me void. It will accomplish that which I sent it to do. So turn to Galatians. Oh, Lord, I bless you today. Okay. Galatians chapter 6, I believe, and I'm trying to get it as I'm asking you to get it. Okay, here we go. Galatians chapter 6, and I know it by heart, but sometimes you can be in error. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, we're talking about giving thanks. When we give thanks, guess what? We're honoring, we're publicly acknowledging the divine goodness of our God. So we're talking about doing good. When you give thanks, that means you are doing good. God is pleased with what you're doing. So it says, Galatians 6 and 10 says, as we have therefore opportunity. When the opportunity presents itself, Sister Screen, Evangelist Kinnaman, it says, let us do good unto all men. It didn't say some men. It didn't say a few men. It said all men. But listen at this. It says especially. What does that word especially mean? That means that even though you are doing good to all of the others, when it comes to the household of faith, let me read on down. It says especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So that, what does that mean? What are you saying, Evangelist Bernard, on today? What I'm saying is what the Bible is saying, okay? If you see your brother or your sister that has a need and you shut up your vows of compassion, how dwelleth the love of God in you? Remember this scripture in Colossians says, we have to put on, therefore, vows of mercy. So we have to do good unto all men. We can't have respect to person. My friends that I'm going to run with every day, you know, I'm going to love them and I'm going to treat them with the utmost respect. But for those that I don't see but occasionally, and those that I don't really run with, guess what? I don't owe them no due benevolence. I don't owe them respect. I don't owe them no love. I don't owe them courtesy. Well, the scripture is saying to you, you are in error and you are wrong. How many know that respect of persons is sin? And we're doing it every day. We're sitting in the house of the Lord, and when we have respect of persons, Evangelist Kinnaman, we're in sin.
That's right.
They have no respect of persons. If God had respect of persons, then guess what? Some of us wouldn't even be in the land of living. Uh-huh. Because remember, he sees everything that we're doing. So today, and I didn't plan this. I didn't study this. I said, Lord, we're talking about giving thanks today. And he took me to Colossians. He said, go over to Colossians. He told me to go to Colossians 3:17. But I started at verse 12. Okay? So, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And that's about all I have to say today. We're talking about giving thanks, people. Giving thanks. How do you give thanks? You give thanks to the Lord by living holy. For he said, be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy. You can't live like the devil Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday you go into church lifting up holy hands. The devil is a lie. That's why Jesus said, some are going to say, Lord, didn't I preach in your name? Didn't I heal on your name? Didn't I teach? He's going to say, get thee behind me. Because you know what? I don't care if you are a sinner. The Bible said there is power in that name. The sinner man can call on Jesus. And guess what? Jesus will answer. Because he said he honors those that believe. Now, that don't mean the sinner has a heavenly place to dwell in. No. But you know what? There are sinners that say with their mouth. There are sinners that go to church and reverence God. They just can't live nothing. But they're going to pay their tithes. Ah, they're going to be respectful to the pastor. They're going to be respectful to the members. And that's what God is calling for. We have to honor and obey God. And when we honor and obey God, then I can't treat you any kind of way, Sister Evangelist Kinnaman. God is looking at me. He's looking at me. You may not see me, but God sees everything I do. He knows, remember, he knows our thoughts from before all. So I'm making fool you, but I ain't fooling God. None of us are going to fool God. None of us is going to fool God. When the books are open, God going to have a record. And no man is going to be able to challenge God on the record that he has. Because God's record is impeccable. He don't have no glitches. He don't have no viruses. His record and his memory never shut down. He don't have no megabytes and kilobytes. Hallelujah. God is an all-seeing God. He's an all-knowing God, and he's an ever-present God. Uh-huh. So we can't pull the wool over God's eyes. So he said in these scriptures, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. But when you have opportunity, and Galatians is saying, let us do good unto all men. So you know what? It disturbs me when the brethren that profess to have the Lord Jesus Christ, we can't even come together for a good fellowship. The Lord dropped that in my spirit, Evangelist Kinnaman, a true fellowship conference where we can come together. Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Church of God in Christ, Jesus in Christ, Christ is Jesus, whatever denomination, apostolic, whatever denomination you are, if you are holy and you are living a righteous life, guess what? You are in the body of Christ. Yes, you are. But it disturbs me deeply that we can't come together and worship God in spirit and truth. God did not create a denomination. Man did. We already know Jesus is in God. We already know that. So all of the Church of God in Christ, apostolic faith, Pentecostal faith, God didn't create none of these denominations. He said, be ye holy. He said he was giving Peter the keys to the kingdom. He said, Peter, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's what he said. He said, be baptized. He told us to be baptized. He told us he was going to send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. So I am not into denominations. But I stand on the principle. I stand on the foundation in Ephesians 2:20. We are built. Let's turn to that. Let's see what it says. Ephesians 2:20 says, and are built. Well, you know what? It gave them a Moshiach. Let's go up. Let's start at verse 17. And came and preached peace to you, which were for all, and to them that were nigh. And through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. You see what he's saying? Do you see what the writer is saying? Paul is saying in this book, we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. We both have access. Because Jesus don't have no respect of persons. Amen? So then, verse 17 said, he was talking to the Jews and the Gentiles. And in verse 17 said, and came and preached peace to you, which were afar off. Those that weren't even grafted in this thing. We weren't in this thing. We were Gentiles. Hallelujah. But we got drafted into this thing. We got adopted in. We're now children of the King. And to them that were not. For through him we both have access. Listen to that. We both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, Paul is saying, you are no more strangers. You're not no longer strangers and foreigners, but we are fellow citizens with the saints and, there go that word again, the household of God, and are built upon the foundation. We were built. This is the Bible. This ain't something I'm making up. We are built. Now I'm reading out the King James Version. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So if Jesus is the chief cornerstone, guess what? Any man that build a foundation other than that which was already established, the Bible said, let him be accursed. Let's read out. And who all the building, get me framed together, grow it unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ is our chief. He's the head. He's the cornerstone. He's the foundation. The foundation have already been laid. If any man come and try to lay another foundation, the Bible say let him be accursed. Accursed, A-C-C-U-R-S-E-D. It's because it's not of God. So it's time, evangelist gentlemen, for us to come together. If we would just come together as one, there's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. That's Bible. men have come up with all of these denominations. The Lord is still saying, be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy. Holy. God is still calling for holiness. I don't care what denomination you are. You better be holy. You better live right. You better mortify this flesh. You better put on the new man. You better walk in the newness of life. You better be transformed. You better get a new mindset. Ah, you better get a clean heart. You better get pure hands. Ah, you better not shed innocent blood. Hey, glory to God. What are we doing? What are we doing? Jesus has a record. I say that. And I'm not just saying it just to be throwing something out there. God has a record. He said the books are going to be open. And when they're open, there's going to be a record of you. I want my record to be good. I want Jesus to say, as Paul said, I fought a good fight. I kept the course. I finished my race. I ran the race. Hallelujah. So guess what the Bible also tells us, people? That the race isn't given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong. But you got to be able to endure. What does endure mean? That means you have to last. You have to stay in this thing. You got to have some stick-to-itness. Stick-to-itness. Can you stick to it? Can you grind it out, Evangelist Kinnaman? Can you go when you don't want to go? Can you speak when you don't want to speak? Can you love in spite of? That's what enduring means. That's what enduring means, meaning being able to forgive. Can you forgive your brother or your sister when they've done you wrong? Can you forgive them? I mean, truly forgive them. And when you see them, you don't have nothing lingering in there. Hallelujah. There's no after effects. Glory to God. People of God, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. He said, behold, I come quickly. And he said, I'm going to have my reward with me. So when Jesus comes, he already got his reward with it. He already know who you are. See, Jesus already know who we are. He said, my Father, when he told his disciples, he said, my Father have given everyone that my Father has given me. I haven't lost the one. The only one I lost was the one, the son of perdition. And that was Judas, because it was already declared. It was already proclaimed that one that supped with you was going to betray you. It was already proclaimed. Giving thanks. I'm talking about giving thanks to get day. I gave thanks yesterday. This is the 23rd day of November. We have 31 days in December, and we have 7 more days in this month. So that means we have 38 more days left in the year 2012. Ask yourself, what have you done? What have you done to position you where you would be closer to the Lord? Have you established a relationship with God? Have you told anybody that Jesus lives? Have you fed any hungry? Have you sheltered any of the homeless? Have you clothed anybody? Have you even told your neighbors that Jesus lives? What good deeds have you done? Tell me that. What good deeds have you done? Colossians says what it says. It says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord. Have you taken something that you treasured and gave it away to somebody that may not have had anything? Did you go anywhere and feed those that were without on yesterday? I didn't. But maybe some of you have. But But I tell you what, I was on this line encouraging people on yesterday. I came on 15 or 20 minutes because this is an assignment that I take very seriously. God gave it to me, and I don't take no days off. Every day that he allowed me to get on here, I'm on here. Now, when things begin to change this year, I might have to juggle time. But I believe that God gonna work it out. Because I'm not on here for no self-gratification. I'm on here to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm on here to encourage, to inspire, to enlighten, to enhance, and to empower people to pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus, not your destiny in the world. Because you don't have no destiny in the world. If you are following after the things of the world, then guess what? You're in love with the world. But you can't love the world. You got to love the Lord. You have to make a sacrifice for God. We are of the world, in the world, but we're not of the world. In it, but not of the world. So we don't act like the world acts. We are to be separated. We are a peculiar people. I can't get out there and juice it up with the world. That is not what God has called me to do. That's not my assignment. I've juiced it up with the world for 30 years. But in 1984, the Lord gave me an opportunity to come out. That's why I'm giving him thanks. And, Lord, I don't want this person, I don't want to return unto my vomit again. Hallelujah. So he said, after you have come out, be there for no more entangled in bondage. I was in bondage. Hallelujah. I was in bondage. I was living a horrible life. No peace, no happiness, no joy. Ain't no joy out there. You might have a little joy, but the Bible said the wages of sin. Yeah, it's only for a moment. I'm reminded of Moses when he left Pharaoh's house. You know, shut up. You know, he was raised in the house of Pharaoh, so everything was at his disposal. Hallelujah. But when he became of age and he learned that he was a Hebrew and he learned that his people were not the Egyptians, he left Pharaoh's house. And even he saw an Egyptian that was mocking a Hebrew, and he killed him. He killed him. So Moses had this testimony. He said, I'd rather suffer the affliction of the righteous than to endure sin for a season. So he'd rather go with his people, the Hebrews, the people that God had already chosen, the Israelites. He went back to his people. And he honored the anointing that God and the calling that God had on his life. Amen. We're talking about giving thanks, people. We're talking about giving thanks. And as we approach and come quickly to the end of this year, we need to be mindful of every benefit that God has given us. There's some benefits in Christ Jesus. But we don't serve him for the benefits. We serve him because of who he is. I serve God because of who he is. And I know one thing. I cannot take care of God's business and he forsake me. He told me to prove it. Over in Malachi, he said, prove me. He said, bring me all the tithe into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And he said, prove me. After you've done that, after you brought your tithes and your offering, he said, prove me if I won't open up the windows of heaven. Prove me if I won't rebuke the devourer for your sake. God takes care of me. And because he loved me and take care of me, I have to give him thanks. I have to give him thanks. Some people may look at you and say, oh, all of that, church. This is my life. When I was out in the world, it was boogie, juke, all of that. And I did that diligently. So when God cleaned me up almost 30 years ago, I decided to give my whole heart to the Lord. And I have not regretted a moment. I haven't regretted a day serving God. Because let me tell you, people, serving God will pay off. Serving God will pay off. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to give you a Bentley. I'm not saying he's going to give you the mansion. But he said, if your ways please me, I will give you the desires of your heart. I don't desire Bentley. I don't desire mansion. But I desire the finer things, because guess what? It's a promise to me. It's a promise to me. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. When you seek all God's righteousness, he said, all the things going to be added to you. So I'm not worried about the things. I'm not striving for the things. I've had 3 Mercedes, 2 BMWs, a brand new 1999 Lexus. I've had all those things when I was young. I've had all those things. Those things don't faze me. What I'm looking to do now is to make my peace calling and my election sure. I'm trying to secure my rightful place in the kingdom of God. And how do you do that, Sister Bernard? I'll tell you, by serving God. By getting an intimate relationship with the Lord, by knowing who you are. I know who I am. I don't need validation from man. My validation comes from God Almighty. And I talk to him daily. And guess what? He talks with me. Amen? So we're talking about giving thanks today. Give God some thanks for what he's done. You know, give him some thanks for what he's done. Give him some thanks for what he's doing. Give him some thanks for what he is going to do. Amen? So I'm going to Evangelist Kinnaman, and I'm going to close out. I didn't want to be on here long. I knew a lot of people was going to be still doing their thing. But go ahead. As they're doing their thing, I'm doing my thing too. Because this is what I do. This is what I do. Praise is what I do. Serving the Lord is what I do. Lifting up his name is what I do. This is my life, and I'm happy with my life. I'm not satisfied, but I'm happy with my life. But I am satisfied with Jesus, because he's the best thing that has ever happened to me. He is the greatest. He has been there for me, honey. And he said, when your mother and your father forsake you. But I thank God that I have a mother today that's celebrating my 76th birthday, and she never forsook me. She didn't honor every one of my requests, but she's always been there for me. So if she has been there for me in the natural, what about my heavenly father? He's never failed me yet. He's never failed me yet, and I'm a witness. If you grab a hold of Jesus, he'll never fail you. And Jesus, mighty name, Evangelist Kinnaman. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Yes, I was just enjoying the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we always should give thanks to the Lord. He said, whatever state you in, he knows the way we take. Job said, he knows the way we should take. But whether you're going through trials, tribulation, you still got to give him thanks. Because this is the will of the Lord concerning you.
Yes.
You know, we don't see the whole picture, but God still said, give us thanks. Whatever come our way, because we know God. He's a holy God. He's a just God. He's a loving God. And we should have his attributes as well, as Evangel Bernard was saying, the love, loving one another, no respect of person. And we have to have the true fellowship with the Lord. Like she was speaking about, that personal relationship with God, one-on-one. And I know if you stay in the will of God, and commune with the Lord day and night, morning, evening. And to me, I just want to stay in the center of his will. And in being in the center of his will is in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't not move to the left or the right. Stay in the center of God. And I have a lot of experiences when I came to Christ. And I think when I first got saved, I didn't think, wow, why all this happened to me? Lord, I gave my life to you. I didn't understand, but time went on. I understood that we had to go through some trial, tribulation in this life. Not because God don't love us, because he's just trying to get us closer to him.
All right.
You know, closer, and I thank God for the trying time through my life that he brought me closer, and as I was coming closer to him, there was a closer communication with the Lord. He speaks to me, and I can talk to him. I don't have to go to the pastor or bishop. I can commune with the Lord one-on-one, and he'll speak back through me, through his word. So it's very important to have a communication with the Lord. If you disconnect it, you're not in him. Because anything is disconnected, it's not together.
All right.
So the Bible says we are one in Christ.
All right.
And so we connected in the spirit, God is connected with us as one. And I always give that God thanks, no matter what I'm going through, no matter how things seems not right in my life, but I know God is in control of everything I'm going through. When I look to Jesus and knowing that he is the center of my life, I know that I can trust him. I can tell him about the things I've been going through, my heartaches, my pain. You can even talk to him, even Evangelist Menard, as I can talk to you the same way. You can have a communication with the Lord one-on-one.
All right. Come on.
And I don't have to go to a bishop, pastor, to tell them what I'm going through. I go to my Jesus Christ.
Bring it to the Lord.
And he'll tell me, I'm bringing you closer. I know time he's telling me, I'm just bringing you closer where you need to be. It's in me. This
all
is
right.
What is going on. Okay. Then time went on, and God just built me up the more. Get stronger and stronger. Every other trial came, God gave me strength to overcome that one. You know, tribulations, you know, come your way. Like Paul had many trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
But God gave him strength to endure those trials and tribulations. And the same today. Then if we keep our eyes on the Lord, we won't fall.
That's right.
And you know what I'm going to say, that everybody that's connected with God, you don't have to worry about how you're going to survive the next day, how you're going to, I know the world is trouble. They don't know how they're going to make it day to day. They're so confused, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a God. They have a G-God, but they have Almighty God in their life. And so when you're connected with Jesus, you don't have no problem. You don't have to worry, because Jesus, he casts all them cares on him. Cast it on him, and he'll take it. He'll take your burden. He'll take your care. You cast on him and leave it there. And then when you cast your problems on him and leave it there, you trust in God. You putting your faith, your totally trust in Almighty God.
Thank you,
and I know God is real in my life. He's real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can connect with the Lord anytime, in any time of the day, any hour, you can call on him. And he said, call on me and I will answer. So we do have a spiritual connection with the Lord. Now, you know, we have a phone line. You know, we hear each other's voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a natural connection. You know, we can talk to one another about the word and how God is good to us. But the spiritual connection is one-on-one.
All right.
your talk with the Jesus, your concentration with Jesus. You may bring, you may talk to the Lord about many things, but God, all I know, you gonna bring me out of, you brought me out of that, you gonna bring me out of this.
Thank you, Lord.
But I thank God. You, we can only trust God. God will not leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you until the end of the world.
Building
and I thank God, because the more he builds me up, the more I can build other people up in the Lord, the more I can encourage somebody else to hold on to God unchanging hand. The more I'm able to help somebody else. And it's not, I'm not living this life just to live a holy life. I'm living a life with someone else.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because there's other people God tell me go out there and reach. Talk to that person. Let them know I love them. And, you know, when you do what God say you do, you don't have no worry. You can sleep at night. You go to sleep with nothing bothering you, nothing on your mind.
Amen.
You cannot sleep. And you haven't obeyed God, you'll be troubled all night long.
Troubled all night. Amen. Well, I'm going to go
to... You do what God say do, everything is well with him. Everything was well, and God is well pleased when you obey his voice.
Amen. Well, I saw Sister Screen that was going to us, so thank God for that word, Evangelist Kinnaman. In my closing again, I don't know why the Lord took me this way, but it was... I believe it was for somebody, but I want to close with these last scriptures. And if you turn to James, I'm not going to expound on them, but I can't leave without giving what the Lord has spoken in my spirit about this respected person. We're talking about giving thanks. James chapter 2, verse 1, and we're going to read verse 1, verse 3, and verse 9. It says, "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons." Verse 3 says, "And ye have respect to him that weareth the dead clothing, and say," well, let's go, let's start it over, I'm sorry. James chapter 2, verse 1. We're going to read verse 1 through 3 and verse 9. We're going to close on that. "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor maiden in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts?" Amen. Well, let's just read on down to 9. The Lord is, this is for somebody, Evangelist Kinnaman. I don't know why, because I don't read like this. This is the Lord saying, somebody needs to hear this today. "Hearken, my beloved brethren, had not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he had promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seat? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But listen to this." This is the final one that the Lord is saying to you on today. "But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. So you may be just so sweet and so kind and so lovable, but if you keep some of the law and you offend in the other areas of the law, you as guilty as doing them all. Respect the person, it said, but if you have respect to person, ye commit sin. There is a scripture that's saying respect the person, it said. Sister
yes.
Bernard didn't say it. Evangelist Kinnaman, what does your Bible say?
But if you have respect to person, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors.
So what is that saying, Evangelist Kinnaman?
Would that mean if you have have respect to person, I don't care much for you, but I care a whole lot for someone else.
Just
have respect to person, and that comes a sin.
So
if I don't speak to you, but I ignore you, go speak to someone I care for, that's respect to sin.
All right. But we don't look at that as sin. This scripture right here validates that, but if you have respect to person, ye commit sin.
Yes.
And it gave us above an illustration in James. It's telling you, you say to your friend that's looking good and all decked out, oh, you come on, sit in the good seat. And the man that you don't know that's dressed like a bum, we're going to put him under the benches or at the back of the church. Well, James is telling us that that is respect the person. And he said that is sin. Hallelujah. So whatever this word is for today, I hope you have heard it. And I hope that you just didn't hear it, but I hope you hide it in your heart that you may not sin against God. Because God is tired of this foolishness, Evangelist Kinnaman. He said, be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy.
Amen.
Judgment
Amen.
Day is coming. We all going to have to stand before the white throne. We are all going to have to answer for what we've done in our bodies. So a liar is a sinner. A homeowner is a sinner. A thief is a sinner. A murderer is a sinner. And those that have respect the person, they're sinners too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And that's
so
it. That's how about in the body of Christ.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Get your hands to Kevin.
Respect the person, James is talking about the people in the body of Christ. And if they have the person and don't show the love of God towards each an individual as the same, that's respect the person. Now, you may say, I love this person. She's a good person. Then they see somebody's raggedy, don't look good, stick up their nose on them. Then we'll have nothing to do with that person.
All right.
But that's not the spirit of Christ. God
that's
is love.
The spirit
and,
of Christ.
We have to have God's spirit at all times. His loving spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, I thank you, Evangelist Kinnaman, for all your input. I thank you for standing in my stead on Wednesday. And we just thank God for all of our listeners and our audience. Again, we want to remind you of the True Fellowship Conference. Please send in your donation for your luncheon. That date is December 7th and 8th at 20. It'll be held in Stockton, California at 2281 East Main Street in the city of Stockton at Christ Redeeming Center, where the pastor is Dr. Kenneth Burford. Dr. Kenneth Burford will also be one of our conference speakers, along with Dr. Winston Singleton of Greater Enrichment Ministries of Los Angeles, California, and also Prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Healing Prayer and Compassion Ministries in Elk Grove, California, and Pastor Ashton Adams of Circle of Love Ministry. Our psalmist will be First Lady Carol Adams, and we will also have a business opportunity meeting presented by Evangelist Doris Campbell, Senior Vice President with Five Link Enterprise, and also Sister Dorothy screamed. Amen, amen. So we're looking to have a glorious time. We're only sitting on about really 14 days now. Today is the 23rd, so we have about 2 weeks away. So please send in your donations. If you need any information, I can be reached at area code 209-271-8735. Again, thank you for tuning in. You have been listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We air Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, we're on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, which is 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And on Sunday morning, we have 30 minutes of early morning prayer at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 9702, Stockton, California, 95205. And our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Once again, we thank you for all of your support. We thank you for listening in, and we certainly want to see you in this fellowship conference. We are doing some special tributes and awards as we commemorate 1 year on the Blog Talk Radio Network. So we're looking to see all of our listeners and our supporters there in that conference. Amen. So God bless you. We're going to ask Evangelist Kinnaman to dismiss us, to not dismiss us, to close us out with a word of prayer. And also, Evangelist Kinnaman, those that may be struggling and going through that have lost hope, can you just encourage them and pray for those that may just be having some crucial decisions that they may have to make and they don't know where to turn to? Can you pray for that woman, man, child, or boy, or girl?
Yes. And Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, touch the hearts of the people, Lord, that don't know which way to turn. Touch those, God, those people that struggling and going through problems, Lord. They trouble down, Lord, and they don't seem to see no way out. But, God, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord Jesus, stretch out your hand, God, and touch those that left you, God, and turn back the backsliders, God, that gone astray. Bring them back to you, God, because you love them, God. You love these people, Lord. And those that don't know you, God, hallelujah, touch their heart right now, God. Give them a mind, God, to come to you. Give them stir their heart, Lord, that want to know who you are, God. And God, you the one that created me in your image, God. And Lord, you say you wish none should perish, but all come to repentance. Give these people right now, Lord, a repentant heart right now, Lord, to know you, God, as their personal Savior, Lord. God, Jesus, you is love, God, and you love. You even love those that gone many, many years, Lord. You yet love them, God. But God, Jesus, hallelujah. Call, Lord, your merciful hand right now. Stretch forth your hand, God. Oh, God, bring them in, God, for it be too late. Bring in the backsliders. Lord Jesus, you love them, God. Hallelujah. These are your souls, God. Hallelujah. God, I pray, God, that you lift her down head, Lord, and strengthen the feeble knee today, God, and heal sick bodies today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love you shed on Calvary, God. Thank you, Jesus, for the body of Christ, God. God, I thank you for your love, God, that you said, Lord, your love, hallelujah, and your love, God, Jesus, is better than any human love. God, I thank you for your great love, your love, God, that your son Jesus shed on Calvary. Hallelujah. He bore our sickness and diseases. You nailed it on the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for life and more abundantly, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, continue, Lord, bless your people. Wherever you send them, God, bless their hand, bless the fruit of their labor, in the name of Jesus. For God, you is almighty, all-powerful, and all-knowing. God, we thank you, God, and bring your people together, Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah. You said united together, but divided we fall. This is your word, God. And just stretch out, Lord, to every soul right now, God, that, hallelujah, that lost hope. God, Jesus, bring them in for your name, God, for your glory and for your honor, Jesus, because you made people. You made people, Lord. You made them, God. And every soul you call, you said a soul shall be saved, Lord. This is your will concerning them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Continue blessing Pastor Bernard in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Kinnaman. God bless you all. And I'm going to close on out. We're looking to see you tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time a.m. With They Overcame. And Minister Billy Burns will be hosting this segment on Saturday morning. And this is a time to testify of God's goodness. And this segment is titled, They Overcame. So if you're able to get up in the morning, we'd love to hear or have you with us tomorrow morning. And on Sunday morning, we will be on with Sunday morning prayer. Again, happy 76th birthday to my mother, and I'm going to dedicate this song to her. Happy birthday.